the forces working against the American consumer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 42 points or 0.3% at 13,923. The Nasdaq up 0.4%, and same with the S&P 500. Gas prices also higher. The average price of a gallon of regular unleaded this morning, $3.78. And that is where we will start now with Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, who joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what's behind this recent rise in gas prices, Chris, and how bad is it going to get?
Well, look, a little bit of it is oil prices. They are higher because people are looking at a stronger economy in China. But for the most part, what it is refinery bottlenecks. We lost a couple of refineries on the East Coast this year because of new clean air rules. The refineries have to switch over and start making new blends because spring is coming, and that's the requirement. And there are almost always shortages at this time of year.
Well, and it does seem to be impacting consumers already. We're seeing some earnings reports coming out that indicate the consumer is pulling back.
Yeah, you know, and I think what that mostly reflects so far is the payroll tax increase. But I don't think there's any question looking at futures, which suggest gas prices could top $5 a gallon on average by the end of the quarter. This is only going to make it tougher. So I think we're looking at some pretty weak consumer spending by the beginning of the second quarter.
And the sequester, of course, those big government spending cuts coming up next Friday, that won't help either, probably.
No, exactly. So all of a sudden, we were looking at tailwinds helping the economy at the end of the fourth quarter. The conversation is shifting to headwinds. These are pretty formidable forces.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.